Om Shanti, brothers and sisters. Today we have the pleasure of having the famous Suryabai give us a session. The reason I say session, famous, is because Surya has been preparing us and setting the atmosphere for every time Bap Dada has been coming down and giving his Milan, and he's been doing it beautifully, emotionally, and with a lot of love. So today, he is going to give us an experience of surrendering through yoga. Thank you, and we give him a very loving Brahmin welcome. Thank you, Suryabai.
Om Shanti. All are happy here, enjoying. How many of you would like to become great and successful yogi? All. Yoga is our main subject. In Laukik Gita, yoga has been divided in various parts, and one of them is surrender yoga. That you have to surrender yourself to God, everything, not only money, everything, thoughts, emotions, feelings, everything you have to surrender to Him. Then actually, we can enjoy easy yoga in our life. If a Brahmin is success in yoga, in the subject of yoga, he or she can enjoy life. Am I right? If yoga is difficult, if mind wanders about here and there, one has to face many problems in one's life. In order to make life easy, blissful, happy, very pure and powerful, we have to make our yoga an entertaining subject. Give attention to this word. Yoga must become an entertainment for our life. How? I will give you some points about it. In last Avyakt Murli of 15th of December, Baba was asking one question. Are you the ones who practice yoga? Or your life has become yogic life? Have you become the embodiment of yoga, or you are just practitioner? So we have to churn it. Life is yogi life. Brahmin life means combined to God. Brahmin life means our guide. The Supreme Sadguru, He is giving us guidance for each and every step of our life. If we make our life accordingly, our life becomes yogyukt life. So first of all, we have to learn one very good thing, and we have to do it at night specifically before going to bed. Although we can do it any time in our life. First thing is, Baba's words we have to remember and keep these words in front of you in right form somewhere. Baba, the Supreme One, who can take away the burden of this entire world, will He not take away the burden of His own children? What would you answer? Will He take away? Will He make us free from all of our burdens? We have to realize one important thing. why God has come down on this earth. There are many answers of this question. Not one answer that He has come to make us pure and take us back to home. That is final thing. But one important thing, if we listen every day Murli very carefully, we can find out many such things and we can feel the love of God to His children. I have come. You will listen one very good thing in 2-3 days in Sakar Murli. In Paramdham, I got restless. That my children have become very miserable, sorrowful, because He listen our voice. We call Him out in bhakti, "Oh God, please liberate us from the sorrow and pain and so many bad things." So He mentioned like this, "I became restless in Paramdham and I thought I must go down to give happiness to my children, to liberate them from sorrow, to show them the real path, how to live life." He is not only teaching us how to become pure, but He is teaching us how to live life, how to enjoy life, how to make this life very blissful. So first thing I would like, that we all must do one thing. If you have any burden on your brain, any pain in your life, any big problem, serious problem in your family life, or any big wall in front of you, in yoga subject, all have to surrender their problems, their burdens, their tensions, their anxieties to Baba. So let us do one good practice. Red light, please. Let us go in subtle region. Feel that I am an angel. Going towards subtle region. I reached in subtle world. Feel yourself, I am there. There is white light everywhere. Delightful vibrations everywhere. Bap Dada. Now visualize him. He is in front of me. Giving me drashti. Now He is ready to make us very light, free from every burden, from every problem. So give up whatever you want to give to Him. Surrender yourself to Him. Baba, I have come to you. I love you a lot. My mind is little heavy because of this problem. I surrender it to you. Please accept it. And in return, give me this blessing. You can ask for any blessing. He is Supreme Guru, the bestower of blessings. He gave me a tilak on my forehead and blessed me. May you be double light, ever happy, most powerful. He is giving me drashti. And on receiving his drashti, I came down. I'm very light, free from every negative thing. Om Shanti. You can do it many times, but at night, one very easy, very good practice, it will give you wonderful experience of Baba's cooperation. Before going to bed at night, you can write down a letter to your Supreme Friend. Whatever you have in your mind, any stress, any unhappy feeling, any struggle in your life, anything you can write down to him. And just write a letter of 5-8 lines and show him, Baba, accept it. You take it away from me. I want to enjoy your company. Be with me all the time and you will enjoy everything. One thing, very good. Second thing now, you can note down. These things will make you entertaining yogi. Entertaining practices of yoga. When you open your eyes in the morning, first 10 minutes of everyone's life is a wonderful time. It's a time when we all can charge our mind. We can charge ourselves with some powerful thought. So when you open your eyes, do like this and see the lines of fortune on your palm. And just remind yourself, oh, I am the most fortunate person in the world. God Himself has made my fortune very elevated. I am the most fortunate in the world. And you will see the magic of this one thought only. And the most fortunate, God Himself has come on my side. The one who is the giver of fortune, He has become my father, my mother. He has drawn the line of fortune on my palms. I am most fortunate soul in the world. Just for 1 minute and see the effect of this single thought in your life. One very good practice in evening Baba used to teach us how you can become nirakar, incorporeal, completely bodiless. can be defined to this word bodilessness in various ways. But one simple yukti took to Baba. Baba, I am giving this body to you. I surrender my body to you. And what is left behind? Nirakar soul. So I am Nirakar, incorporeal soul. Let us do this practice for 2 minutes, red light. Feel that Bap Dada came down. He is standing in front of me, giving drashti. Talk to him. Baba, I surrender my body to you. Feel that body went to him and I am Nirakar soul. Point of powerful energy. From me, powerful rays are spreading out. Om Shanti. I would ask you for one thing to you all, brothers and sisters. Baba's words, Avyakt Baba's words, every day in the morning. Receive drashti from Baba and give drashti to entire world. We all have to do this. This is also good practice, very great experience it will give. And when we give drashti to the world, to globe, it will bring benefit to entire world. So what we have to do? Either invoke Bap Dada down or go to him and receive drashti, Baba's drashti, God's drashti, drashti of Supreme Guru, can make us free from all obstacles, can make us free from many severe diseases, can make us free from sorrow, can give us blessings, can make us bodiless. So would you do it every morning? Yes? I know you would do, you would like it. Everyone in Brahmin life wants one thing, Baba's drashti. When Baba used to come, Avyakt Bap Dada, everyone desired, oh, let me go on the stage and receive drashti for 1 second. But you can receive his drashti as much as you want, as long as you want to receive. So every morning, at least once, receive drashti. And you can feel that from his one eye, rays of light are coming to me. From second eye, rays of might are coming to me. For 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, as long as you like. Then, visualize globe in front of you and give drashti to the globe and feel that from me, means from my forehead, from the soul. Powerful rays are going to this entire globe. And I have a thought in your mind. May all souls of the world become fearless, happy, peaceful, free from obstacles. So we must believe it. Because we are great souls, we are ancestor souls, we are worship-worthy souls, our thoughts, our good thoughts, thoughts of good wishes, will help to the people of this world. So every morning once at least, in evening too you can do. One another practice which I had started from just 3-4 months before, that is also giving very good experience to all, and that is create a powerful aura around you. Every day, at least once. There is no problem of time. You can create in the morning, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, evening, any time in day. And method is, I am Master Almighty. Feel it, accept it. God Himself has given us this title, not any human being, not any government. God, the Almighty Authority, has mentioned, my children, you are Master Almighty, means most powerful souls in the world. Accept it. Accept it. Very important thing is acceptance. On listening this word that we are Master Almighty, many complains, I have lot of fear in my mind. How? When you are most powerful person in the world, how can you become fearful? See a lion in the forest. Will he complain, I am alone, I am very fearful in this forest? It's lion, tiger. We are also Mahavir. We are most powerful. So create a thought with good feeling. I am Master Almighty. And then visualize each part of my body and soul, eyes, red rays of might are spreading out. Red rays up to hair. And second time, I am Master Almighty. Red rays are going out up to hair. I am Master Almighty. 7 times. And visualize that a powerful aura has been created around me. Most powerful aura. I am in this aura. I am sitting here in between. And around me there is a powerful aura. With this aura, we must enjoy one thing. Together with this aura, I am going to my soul world. Together with this aura, I am going to subtle world. You will enjoy yoga very much. So let us do these both practice, taking drashti, receiving drashti, and creating powerful aura around us. Red light, please. Accept it that I am most powerful soul in the world. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. I am most powerful. Powerful rays are spreading out from me and making an aura around me. Now create and powerful aura around you. Red rays, red colors of aura around me. Most powerful aura. I'm safe in this aura. Negative energy of the world cannot enter this aura. Bodiless souls cannot affect this aura. Problem of Maya cannot enter this aura. I'm most powerful, protected by this powerful aura. I am an angel, mightful angel. Now I am flying up to a subtle world, going to my supreme friend. I reached in subtle world. In front of me there is Bap Dada, surrounded by a powerful, most powerful aura. Most powerful energy is spreading out from him. Baba is giving me drashti. From his both eyes, the rays of light and might are coming to me. Now Bap Dada put his hand on my head and blessed me. Children, you are world benefactor. Give drashti to entire world. Through your drashti. Pure and powerful vibrations will give relief to all human beings of this earth. Create a scene, glow is here in front of me. This is black globe, Tamo Pradhan globe. I am giving drashti to the globe, and from my eyes and forehead, pure vibrations and powerful vibrations are entering this globe. and color of glow be changing gradually and gradually. It is becoming golden. And by giving drashti to the globe, we came down in our body. Om Shanti. Did you like this practice? Every day once. This is very powerful yoga. We have to surrender one another thing to God. In Sakar Murli, right from the beginning, Baba was teaching one important thing. You say always, this is my house, my home, this is my family, I am responsible of this family. So this responsibility sometimes makes us very heavy. How I should do, what I will do, oh this problem, that problem. So Baba's words, listen Baba's words. Baba mentioned, the Brahmins who consider their home as Baba's yajna. My home is not my home, but it is Baba's yajna. They must know that they eat Brahma bhojan always. They are sustained from the bhandara of God. They eat Brahma bhojan and their bhandara, you know bhandara, and their treasures remain full always. Their all necessities are fulfilled always. These were the words of Avyakt Bap Dada. All necessities, not desires, Baba added. Not desires, but necessities will be fulfilled by Baba. Baba will look after their home, their family. So believe it. Change your thoughts. This is not my family. This is God's family, Shiv Baba's family. He is responsible of this family. So He will look after your family, but you need trust, great kind of belief. Baba is responsible. In Sakar, Baba mentioned another words, very great secret and simple. Baba gives responsibility to the children. But the children who surrender their responsibilities to Baba, Baba takes care of their family, their children, everything. So it is very easy. Surrender everything to Him. Surrender your responsibilities to Him. I am not responsible, although I am responsible. But instrument. Surrender doesn't mean to become careless. Surrender makes us very careful. I have many experience of Baba's yajna service. You know, kitchen service is a big service. Navin Shanti one, at least till Baba's day, 20,000 brothers and sisters will be present there. When I sit in kitchen, I don't do anything now in kitchen. Many brothers are working hard, they are responsible. I go and sit there. And mostly every day, I invoke Bap Dada there. You come down and see that your children are doing their duty with full responsibility? Are you carefree from your kitchen? Although he is responsible. And I always feel that Baba came down. He is very happy to see that such a work is going on very smoothly, very easily. All are light. All are realizing they are doing nothing. So just as Baba's power, Baba's cooperation always is there with all stuff. So surrender your responsibility to Him and make yourself very light. Surrender now. Baba is responsible. I am only instrument. He is with me now. He is giving me His guidance. He is giving me His energy. He is giving me His love and cooperation all the time. So when God has become our companion, when God has become responsible for us, when He has become boatman of our lifeboat, we must become very light, free from all burdens. So, being here, see your family, see your home, and have a thought in your mind, Baba, this is your family, your home. I surrender it to you. My home, my family is not my family now. My family and my home is your yajna, part of your great yajna. And yourself. Do one practice. Very good experience mothers have getting. I started right from 6 months before. One good practice, specifically for sisters and mothers. I am the East Devi of this family. East Devi, worship worthy goddess. I am the East Devi of this family. And you will experience. All will experience. Your home will become temple of God. People will feel this family, this home is the temple. Vibrations are very pure over here. So would you like to surrender this way? Family is not my family, Baba Yajna. Sit in silence for 1 minute. You can close your eyes if you like and surrender your family to Him. Feel that my family has become Baba Yajna. Om Shanti. One very great secret of power of mind I would like to share in front of you. This is the secret, this is the point we all must repeat every day in our mind. So that we can remember it, we can use it, we can take full benefit of it. That is, our each and every thought generates energy. Each and every thought. generates energy. So we have got creative energy in our mind. I teach to young people, if you live on Google most of the time of your routine, if you keep looking at WhatsApp most of the time, many young people have become very busy with telephone, with this big Maya, I say, electronics Maya, new Maya for the world. Because what is happening? Bad energy, radiation is affecting to their brain. And many youths are becoming depressed. Depression is going to become a big problem of this world in 2020 onward. So we must know this. If we are negative, we are creating negative energy. So I teach that thing to youths. Listen it carefully. It is very useful for all. If we engage our mind in such things, we lose our creative energy of our own mind. So be careful. The best thing for Brahmins and for entire world are the thoughts of self-respect. Most powerful thought. You need not to search anywhere what are the good thoughts in the world, what are the powerful thoughts for us. Self-respect thought. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. I am a victorious jewel. I am very powerful. These are most elevated thoughts for entire world. So if you create this thought, I am a great soul, just for 5 seconds, be in this, come in this feeling, I am great. So from this soul, pure energy will enter your brain. It will heal the brain. It will repair the brain. A great philosophy. I would like to say many things about this secret to you, and I think these things will become very useful to you. If you create a thought, I am supremely pure soul, or I am an angel of purity, so very powerful and pure vibrations will go to your brain and they will spread in your whole body and they will heal many diseases. If you create the thought, I am Master Almighty, most powerful thought in entire world. No other thought is as powerful as this thought is. I am Master Almighty. So very powerful energy will enter your brain. It can do wonder for life. It can destroy all negative energy from your brain. Because we all must know, nowadays, at the end of this Kali Yuga, everyone's brain are very weak. Because we know, now we all, jnani, yogi souls can understand this secret. We had been 100 degree in golden age, 16 degree celestial. It means our battery was fully charged, 100%. We used that battery, we used our power, and now, at the end, everyone's power is 5%, 7%. All newly born children, their brains are not so powerful as they had been 100 years before. Everyone's brain have become weak. So if they create, I am Master Almighty, brain will become powerful. also be the embodiment of this one thought. I am Master Almighty. I am a pure soul. I am supremely pure. I am a great soul. I am victorious jewel. You must know one secret. We had been deities for 2500 years. So complete divinity, all pure sanskaras of deities, all divine virtues we had in our life in golden age, they are here in our brain. Even now, their seeds are here in our brain. We can activate them, we can grow them, we can emerge them with this thought, I am a great soul of deity religion. I had been deity for so many years, so that deityism, that divinity is recorded in my brain, it's present in my brain. You know, Brahma Baba's experience, he had great intoxication of futures. Dadi Janki shared her experience one day. Baba's history hall in Madhuban, there was only one history hall. And Dadi's room was behind history hall, that side. So Dadi was also a great yogi. So he was sitting somewhere in yoga, 3 o'clock in the day, afternoon. She started to go in her room, and that was the way, the veranda of history hall. What she saw, Brahma Baba alone in history hall was dancing. So she thought, she decided, I must not see Baba, otherwise it will be disturbed. So she tried to hide herself, but Baba looked at her, child, come on, come on. And she went to Baba and she asked, Baba, you were dancing? Yes, child, I was dancing, I was highly intoxicated that I am going to become Narayan. So see, the intoxication of future, what this did? Now think secretly about it. He had lot of intoxication of his future status. What it did? All those sanskaras of the beginning emerge in the brain. So if we want to emerge all deity sanskaras into our life, into our brain, we must have the intoxication of our future. Let us enjoy it for 2 minutes. Red light, please. Go in golden age. See your divine form. Most beautiful, decorated, double crowned, shining face. Pure life, full of peace, purity and prosperity. Give thanks to Baba. You are making us like this. You have come down to give us the kingdom of heaven. You are establishing heaven on the earth for me. come again to the power of thought. A great thing I want to share in front of you, and my experience too. Last experience. Recently I got this experience. Listen very carefully what I am going to say you. According to our thoughts, our brain manages itself. If we create a thought for ourselves, our brain manages itself accordingly. I give you one example, my example. 5 months before, I had a checkup in hospital, and I found that my liver was severely fatty. Fatty liver. And doctor was little bit upset, oh, it's very bad condition of your liver. But this disease is non-reversible. Means we cannot, if it is 80%, we cannot make it 70, 60, 50, but we can stop it for 10 years. That it should not become 90 from 80. He mentioned me, it is non-reversible. But I rejected his advice. I created thought, I will make it reversible. My liver will become perfect very soon. I started creating this thought, my liver is perfect, it will become perfect soon. So I knew the secret, brain accepted it and managed accordingly. There are many, many glands and centers in our brain, and from each center, a certain kind of secretion is going on always. So according to our thoughts, those glands start to secrete chemicals. So I decided, no, my liver will become okay very soon. And I started some medicines, some herbal medicines, and also started to giving energy to my liver. And just 10 days before, I had another checkup of my liver, and it became reverse, it came to mild. Means it's nothing now, it became okay. So, make use of this secret in your life. If someone had cancer, and doctors are saying, you will die in 6 months only, reject it. I will live for 20 years, healthy life. Create this thought, I will live healthy life up to 20 years, and brain will manage accordingly and will give you that kind of energy, and your cancer will finish forever. One secret, at night, when you are going to bed, at that time, again for 5 minutes, our subconscious mind becomes active. And for whole night, our subconscious mind has got maximum healing energy in it. Take full benefit of it. Whole night, everyone's subconscious mind have got healing energy, powerful healing energy in it. We all can heal our body with the power of subconscious mind. So when you are going to bed and you feel that now I have to sleep, I will fall sleepy now. Give commands to your mind. I am healthy. I'm free from this disease. My BP is normal. My knee pain has gone. My knees have become very strong. This thing very okay. I'm free from all disease. Create such thoughts. and your subconscious mind will accept it as command for him, and it will work all night, it will heal your disease. So our each and every thought has got creative energy in it. Did you follow it? Each and every thought has got creative energy. So for today, for tomorrow, always create such good thought that my day of today will become very good. I will enjoy happy life today. My life will become successful from today onwards. Create such thoughts in your mind. So be sure, be confident, what you think for yourself, your future will become the same. So we are the creator of our future. We are the creator of our fortune. You can define this powerful secret in various areas of your life, of your children's life. I want to share one experience of one mother of India. She was from Punjab. I don't know her address because she gave me ring and she asked me, my baby of 5 years, it just, see, he has no good legs. Polio. His brain is not so efficient. He cannot speak nicely. So when I see my baby, I lose my happiness. What should I do? He neither become happy, nor smile, nor cry. All symptoms of babies have been disappeared from his life. What should I do? I just asked her, I gave her a simple program of 21 days only. And I asked him to make one vision, that after 21 days, my child will become perfect child. He will become happy, he will weep, he will cry, he will dance, he will enjoy his life. And that mother accepted it. She got full faith in this. I asked her to do 1 hour yoga, give energy to the brain of the baby, give water to drink, water or milk, whatever he drinks, to charge. She did with full confidence, sincerely. And after 21 days, on 22nd day, 6 o'clock in the morning, she gave me ring and in very happy voice, she told, my child have become fine, he is dancing now, he is happy now. I was busy somewhere, I did not ask who you are, but it was a good news for me. That thought power has got such good effect. Power of visualization is a great power for everyone. So make use of this power of thought for your whole life, and you can make your life very peaceful, very happy. But just one thing, I give another example. One family today came to me in Shantivan. He's posted in military. I asked him, how many years service you finished? 28 years job I finished. Now I want to take retirement, but I have one good thought. If I get one promotion more, then I will be very happy in my life. He was non-commissioned officer in military. So this last promotion of non-commissioned officer is very good post, major, subedar major they call it. So he said, probably I will get it, probably I will get it, perhaps I will do this. So I asked him, forget this word probably, Be confident. I will get it. So we should not become double-minded. This is the problem with many. They create positive thought, but after some time they start creating negative thought too. It will happen or not? Baba will help me or not? No, just single thought. One thought with full confidence. So that thought will create powerful energy and you will get success in your life. So every morning create one thought always in your mind. Don't forget it. 3 times, 5 times. That from today onward, everything will with me will be okay, will be great. I will get success at every step in my life. I'm most fortunate person in the world. I'm the richest person in the world. Create these thoughts every morning, and these thoughts will determine your future. These thoughts will determine your great destination, and you will experience that Baba is helping me all the time. And when one experiences Baba's help at every step, then love is created for Baba. So lastly, I will say you one thing, then we will do powerful yoga. Practice. Underline the word practice. Things are easy. Baba has taught us easy Raj Yoga. But if we don't bring that into our practice, easy yoga becomes difficult yoga. So make a plan for 2020. I experience one thing. Here are different experiences in everyone's life. That this coming year, after 2-3 days, we are entering such a year that this year will become a bridge. This work of establishment of new world on this world, on this earth, will take new turn. Here is some God's plan to bring a quick change on this earth. Only great yogi can understand his plan. So, make a good plan for this year, next year, 20. And follow that, because year, 365 days. So just one final aim, that up to the end of this year, I want to achieve this stage. Then, divide it into 12 parts, monthly part. Each month I will do this, first month, second month I will do this, third month I will do this, and then follow that. So you will enjoy everything. Meera Ben, oh, welcome you. Theek hai? Health, okay? So now, let us do yoga up to 7. I am with you and I give you some simple commentary. Enjoy that. Red light, please. So visualize yourself a shining star in forehead. I'm a pure soul, full with pure energy. I am Master Almighty, most powerful soul. Around me, there is powerful aura of might. I go to soul world, flying up, I am in soul world, this is my home, home of sweet silence. Enjoy this silence for some moments. Up above, here is Shiv Baba, Gyan Surya, Almighty. Ocean of love, ocean of purity. His powerful vibrations, His powerful energies entering me, I'm very close to Him, receiving powerful energy from Baba. From here I came down in my body, I am an angel of purity, I am double light angel. master of this entire nature. From Baba, pure vibrations, rays of purity are coming down to me, and from me these pure vibrations are going to the nature. So receiving pure energy from Baba, giving to all five elements. I am Master Almighty, powerful angel, fearless angel. From Almighty Shiv Baba, the rays of might, a fountain of might, it's coming down to me. I am receiving Baba's powerful energy. I am receiving energy from Baba and giving to the world. Now I am on the top of globe. I am world benefactor. Almighty Shiv Baba came down and became the canopy of protection over my head.